as this war develops, it's occurred to me that my side, our side, is doing very, very little. At best, it's a defensive action. We're doing defensive actions, and we're defending ourselves from their accusations with responses such as, I'm not racist because, I'm not anti-immigrant because, I'm not anti-women because, I'm not, you know, whatever it is. There's a few people that are getting it right. Not many, but a few people are. I appreciate what Steve Bannon has to say. He said, Christian nationalism, bring it. Well, we support Christian nationalism. And that's the spirit. It's not, oh, we're not this because, we're not that because. No. We're white, and we're damn proud of it. We're white, and we're damn proud. We're not going to apologize anymore and say, oh, you know, I can't say this. No. Everything you hate, we're going to bring. Everything that you despise, we're going to bring. Everything that sends you over the moon, we're going to say. And it's interesting. That's one of the things that you can't say in this society. You can't say I'm white and I'm proud. You can't say it's okay to be white. you can have Black Lives Matter riots, literally burn down cities, and that's fine. You can have all the Jew organizations out there, the Anti-Defamation League, which all they do is defame people. All kinds of Jewish love groups on campus and government businesses, government agencies. All the Hispanic stuff. Oh, yeah, we're, you know, Viva La Raza. I can't even remember all these names. But no, white? Oh, no. Oh, God, no. You can never be pro-white. Well, I'm pro-white. No apologies. None. White people need to stop apologizing for being white and stop apologizing for looking out for the interests of the white race, like every other race does. You think the Chinese don't look out for the interests of the Chinese race? We need to do the things that just send them over the moon. And Christian nationalism. We're going to build Christian societies. We want to impose our values on the society. We want to impose our values. We want to impose Christian morality upon America and upon our white nations. We want to impose the Ten Commandments on society. No apologies. We're not going to apologize for this. Not going to apologize for that. We want the Ten Commandments on the United States of America. And by the way, we're going to ban immigration. And we're not going to apologize for it. Not at all. And all the illegals, got to go. And they're illegal. Somebody comes to my house, tries to sleep on my floor, eat my food, they're illegal. The trespassing, they're illegal. Same with my nation. Same with my country. It's time that we stopped apologizing and justifying ourselves and saying, well, I'm not this and I'm not that because. It's a loser's game. And we keep losing because of that. We need to go on the offense and say, hey, we're going to build these kind of nations. That's what blood and faith is all about. It's blood and it's faith. Biblically, a nation is blood. And it's got to have faith. It's got to have blood and faith. It's got to have blood and faith. And we have to go on the offense and say the things that drive them out of their mind. Put them on the defense. Let them scramble. Spread them too thin. And what they've done is if they've gone on in advance and they open up on multiple fronts, well, it's the training agenda now. It's the homosexual agenda now. It's mass migration agenda now. It's climate change. And we're sitting here, you know, all we're trying to do is say, well, I'm not racist because. And they're like, dude, you're a loser. You're a loser and you're going to lose. You're a loser and you're going to lose. You talk like that, you're going to lose. And they laugh at you and they mock you. No, we need to go on the offense and say, you know what? We're going to build our nation. We're going to build Christian nations. We're going to make homosexuality illegal. We're going to ban immigration. We're going to take the tranny groomers. I said this earlier on a little clip I did. We're going to take all the tranny groomers, you doctors, you psychologists, you drug company executives, and we're going to take you and we're going to make all that stuff illegal, which it already is. As far as I'm concerned, that's grooming. You're grooming children. You're grooming minors. And we're going to take you to the most conservative locale in the United States of America, and we're going to give you a trial. We're going to give you a trial, and you're going to be tried by a jury of extremely conservative and Christian people. And we're going to convict you and we're going to hang you by your necks for defrauding children, for raping children, for butchering children, and we're going to hang you, and we're going to fine you every cent you ever made for the next 14 generations. This is what you're doing to Trump. This is what you're doing to the J6ers. You took them to D.C., the most democratic place in the United States, and you tried them all, and you think you're cute. Fine, right back at you. We're gonna make laws, and we're gonna start getting prosecutors to prosecute you in little conservative towns, and we're gonna hang your ass. We're gonna hang your ugly ass. After you get a trial, you get a fair trial. But you molest kids, that's what you're gonna get. We need to go on the offense, and we need to say things that offend them. We need to say things that anger them. We need to say things that drive them out of their mind. We need to say the forbidden things. And we're so far, it's changing. I've seen it change in the last several years. Playing defense is a loser's game. And we spent, and I'll take the preachers to task, number one. And they stay away from anything controversial because they're trying to build their little business. You ought to be on the offense. You know who your role model ought to be? Oh, how about Elijah? How about Samuel the prophet? How about Jesus Christ? How about Stephen? He gets up in the grill of the enemy, of the Antichrist, literally the Antichrist, and he says, you murdered the prophets and you murdered Jesus Christ. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. No, he said it. But we won't say that. We won't say anything that will offend the Antichrist. All right. Short one. FritzBergenBloodandFaith.com.